Joining me in the studio right now, I have two guests. I have Mr. Alex Knoppe and Dr. Mel Mobley, and they are presenting a recital. It's actually Alex's recital tonight as part of the Faculty Artist Concert Series here at ULM. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Jason. Good to be here.
Thank you.
Alex, you've played on many recitals this semester,
yes.
But this one is your Faculty Artist Concert Series recital.
Yeah, I decided this time to pick a bunch of pieces that were a little bit shorter and featured a huge variety of different trumpet music and different instruments, something that theoretically should appeal to just about everybody, and a few things that that are designed specifically for my students, stuff that I'll have them playing or have had them play.
Okay. And you mentioned there's a great variety of music that you're going to be playing tonight. Can you talk about kind of the variety of where we're going, like what time ranges, periods, composers we're going to be doing?
Sure. Well, it's quite a bit. Everything from the kind of the late Baroque period. There's a piece by Johann Fasch, and that's from the early 1700s. And then we've got a couple later French pieces, things from the beginning of the 20th century. There's a suite of Brazilian dances arranged for trumpet. That's something you don't really see a whole lot of. There's a cornet solo from America, something like that you might hear the Sousa band playing in the early 20th century. And then the other piece, the fairly interesting piece in the program, is a piece for trumpet and percussion, and that's where Dr. Mobley will be joining me.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Mobley, what kind of percussion instruments are you using for this piece?
There's quite a few on this piece, actually. The main instruments are marimba and vibraphone, and then there's a movement with just snare drum and a movement with just tambourine, and then there's some little accessory instruments worked in. It's been a really interesting challenge. The marimba and vibraphone are two of our common solo instruments. It's been interesting to work with a trumpet, which is kind of an unusual instrumentation in trying to deal with the balance, because those are actually kind of our softer instruments, and the trumpet, you know, volume carries quite a bit. So it's been kind of interesting working with Alex and figuring all that out.
And we are talking here with Alex Knoppe and Mel Mobley, and Alex Knoppe's Faculty Artist Concert Series. Recital is tonight here on the ULM campus at 7:30 p.m. in the Emmylou Biedenharn Recital Hall. Now, Alex, you are the Biedenharn Chair in Music.
That's right.
And what kind of duties come along with that?
Well, my main responsibility is to teach the trumpet studio. So I've got trumpet majors and then a bunch of trumpet minors, people that usually play in the marching band and take lessons. Mm-hmm. I'm also doing quite a bit of jazz stuff here. So I've got a variety of students that are studying jazz improvisation on a bunch of different instruments, saxophone, guitar, piano. And I've been running some jazz combos, some brass groups, and then I teach a section of music appreciation.
Okay. And I know jazz is a big part of your life. And is there going to be any jazz on this concert tonight?
There's nothing on this recital that you would consider to be purely jazz. However, a bunch of the pieces are fairly jazz-inspired.
Mm-hmm.
The Brazilian music, of course, will sound very jazzy, mostly because jazz has borrowed from quite a bit of Brazilian music over the years.
Mm-hmm.
The piece with percussion definitely has some jazz elements. One of the movements is with trumpet and vibraphone. And it's called Running with Lionel, and I'm pretty sure, although we don't have any information on this, I'm pretty sure it's dedicated to Lionel Hampton, the great vibraphone player from Benny Goodman's band.
Right, right. Now, Mel, I know you've collaborated with many of the faculty here at ULM. Is this a first collaborating with a brass faculty member on a recital?
I believe it is. Actually, I think I did. I played on a duet recital with David and Marilyn Gibson when she was playing trumpet and he was playing bassoon, and I also played a little bit on a brass quintet piece, but it's the first duet I've done with a brass faculty member.
And you're actually taking the place of the pianist, who is traditionally the accompanist, and I know Rick Seiler will be accompanying Alex on the rest of the program tonight, but this one you kind of take the accompanist spot, and it's you and Alex.
That's correct. It's a little bit different in that some of the movements are more duet-oriented, where the parts are distributed fairly equally, but A couple of the movements, it's very much, my part is very much an accompaniment part to his solo, and the marimba actually works pretty well in that regard, since you can play four note chords and you can, as well as melodies. So in that regard, certainly I feel like an accompanist at times, and yet at other times it's more soloistic.
Excellent. Well, we do encourage everybody to come to the concert tonight. It is free and open to the public. The Faculty Artist Concert Series here at ULM with Alex Knoppe and friends, Rick Seiler on piano and Mel Mobley on percussion, joining him this evening at 7:30 for this free concert in the Emmylou Biedenharn Concert Recital Hall. And lots of variety, different instruments. You can see Alex play several different instruments, from piccolo trumpet to cornet to regular trumpet and a flugelhorn. So I know if you want to see him juggle all those instruments around, come out tonight at 7:30 p.m. here at ULM. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.